Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour, another hour of the DJAV program is upon you, Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. So there is a threat, apparently, ladies, from a senator-elect in Alabama to challenge the Electoral College vote. So how does he have any standing if he doesn't get sworn? When the senators get sworn on the 1st of January, though, don't they?
Yeah,
not the 20th?
He'll be a senator, yeah.
Okay, so what's the impact, if any, of him and the noise that he's making?
Well, it's not just him. It's Mo Brooks, it's Matt Gaetz, it's a number of people from states who are questioning the methodology of how votes were tallied in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin and Georgia and in Arizona and Nevada. So it's actually, whether it goes anywhere, whether or not they're able to convince and make a compelling argument with their colleagues or enough of them, what happens on January 6th is that the Electoral College transmits their votes to Congress, and then Congress has to tally and approve those votes. And if there's enough dissension, then it does matter. Now, is there enough? We'll see. Probably not. But they're at least going to make one last stand, I think, to fight against some of the stuff that we've talked about over the last month and a half.
Mm-hmm. So let's say they don't get where they're wanting to go and Biden becomes the president. How does he rebuild trust in the various entities that some people, not all Americans, but some Americans think has gone south? I suppose the Department of Justice is a good place to start, but you know, there are any number of the Environmental Protection Agency. I frankly think that Trump didn't go far enough, and he didn't go in the right direction. One of the things I was enthused about when he became the president was that he said he was going to drain the swamp, and one of the things in the swamp that was most egregious for farmers, of which I am a significant part, at least in the area that I live, the EPA rules, regulations, asinine, aimed at the small farmer, let the big farmers, the big conglomerates, the big food and aggie businesses off scot-free, but yet they went after, I've told the story on the air any number of times, how an EPA kid, 24 years old, just out of some college, comes into the farmyard and sees a puddle. Well, we're going to regulate that because it's a waterway. You know, you want to slap those people around because they're so stupid. And the impact of what they do, you know, you can laugh about it, but then they come down on you because they have all the weight of the federal government, and they can sue you, they can shut you down, they can do any number of things. So there is that. So I'm wondering out loud here at this point how Biden, who has he's got an immense task, at least with his crowd, to change things to a point of not being overly regulative, because the Democrats love to regulate. And there's a lot of circumstances where they don't need to regulate. And
I think you're asking two different questions, because okay, they're not the same answer. The first is, Biden unite the Democrat Party? That's number one, because already he's taking some heat from progressives, saying that Bernie, I think this weekend, was saying that his picks have not been progressive enough to surround him.
You know what? So, take a flyer on that.
Okay,
I'm just telling you.
It's a
significant part of the party. If it was on the Republican Party and there was, you know, a faction of the Republican Party that didn't think that the picks were serving their needs, I don't think we would dismiss it. We would acknowledge that not everybody in the party is going to be happy with all the picks, and especially in the Democratic Party right now.
There is
a really big swing within the one party. I think the Republican Party is a little more united, but in the Democratic Party, there are just very, you know, there's a big gap in the middle.
I think there always has been more in the Democratic Party than the Republican Party.
But they always united. Here's the difference. Democrats, Republicans would always, in the factions of the Republican Party, they'd always stand up for what is right and what is good and, you know, all of that. That's how you lose. And so Democrats have always been able, when the rubber meets the road, to stand together and they unite for the important stuff. And that's something Republicans, I think, are learning from Democrats in all of this. But now I think the split in the Democrat Party is actually real. And I wouldn't be surprised if at some point it splinters off into a third party scenario or something like that. Because, and truly, the classic Democrats, classic liberals are actually aging out. So the youthful part of the movement is already siding with the progressives. That's why you see, I mean, it's not a happy time between Nancy Pelosi and the AOCs of the world in Congress. There's a lot of drama back and forth between them. So that's number one. The second question that you're asking is how does he get Republicans to unify and independent who don't support him to unify behind him. And I think he had a really big opportunity that he missed. And, you know, I feel like it's only lip service unless you're really serious about uniting, because that was one of his messages. And actually now you'll see he stopped using that message, because even in the first couple of weeks of people thinking Biden's going to be sworn in, that he is not that he hasn't been able to achieve people's willingness to unite behind him. And so because of that, they've stopped using that word, which is sort of interesting in his messaging. But he had a moment, and the moment was after the Electoral College voted last week. He had a moment when he gave a speech to address the concerns of people, of the 70-plus million people who voted for Trump and who think that there's some voter fraud that went on and irregularities. He could have said, we don't think it was enough to swing the outcome of the election, but we do know that fraud and irregularities exist, and my administration is going to make sure that our next election is the safest and most secure election. That, to me, would have been something that would have at least acknowledged the problem, and at least he could have given some lip service to the fact that he was going to deal with it. The people that bother me are the ones who say there's no voter fraud and no voter irregularities, because I've seen it myself, and I know that there is in every single election. You're arguing about is whether or not there's enough to sway the election results in certain races. That's what people are arguing about. But to just say that it doesn't exist is not... it's not honest.
But you know,
and
what?
So if he had dealt with it that way, I think there would have been at least a little bit more confidence behind him. But now we're just sweeping it under the rug because our team won, so we're going to move on. And that's,
all right. So then there's another example of that sort of thing being misrepresented, misreported, whatever it is. Or you just, as you said, sweep it under the rug, depending on what you read, what you hear, what you sense. Back to the number of cases and how all of this stuff. I had a real ear-opener, eye-opener experience this weekend. I'm going to post a picture, by the way, of Jack and Mary and I on the porch of their home up on the mountains overlooking Salt Lake City. What a fabulous view, great place. But with Jack, I'm always stimulated because he has such a great mind. And for those of you who don't know, he appears on this program every week and also on the Good Day Health Show, which you can find podcast-wise at gooddayhealthshow.com or on many of these same stations. At any rate, Jack and I were talking about the numbers and how they have come to be and how distorted they are. And, you know, you look at the numbers from Europe, for example, this past weekend. Some of the reporting from there is talking about how the new coronavirus cases have gone up by the millions over the past week or two around the world and yada, yada. Well, you know, that sounds horrific when you get right down to it, but there's so many other pieces to it. And I've been saying this kind of casually through this whole thing, the ups and downs of what it's done to the economy, and one wonders why it is that people are so anxious to report these numbers. What comes out of those numbers other than fear? Are you changing the behavior of people in your family, people your friends? Do you change your behavior based on some of the fear information? Maybe some of you do. I like to base my decisions on what somebody tells me that's intelligent, that seems to make sense, not scaring the pants off of me. And I think that's the difference between how we're getting our information and how we're dealing with it. And I think most people... Jennifer has been telling me, because of my own situation I have to deal with the remnants of the TIA that I had 3 or 4 months ago, you know, and I'm worked up a little bit about some of the advice that I'm getting from some people. Well, the same thing is happening here. I more put that when you said that to me, Jennifer, a light went off in my head about what people are hearing from all these various sources. From their friends, neighbors, anybody who's had
people
anyone...
People love to panic.
It's really amazing.
It gives us a thrill. I mean, what's the first thing that, like, our family tells us? They want to give us the bad news first.
Right? Yeah, right.
Same thing.
Yeah. So it's a real controlling numbers and influence. So it's something to think about. In Europe, there have been some countries over the past few days, over the weekend, as a matter of fact, where the case numbers have gone up. And countries have responded with new restrictions. Look at what's going on in England. They even think they've got a new strain over there. But there's also, because of the lockdown in England, there's a huge exodus of people leaving England to go someplace else for the holidays. Wild scenes this weekend. Did you see some of that? The exodus?
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, when you get right down to it. Boris Johnson said there was a new lockdown necessary because there are a lot of things going on, including a new strain. So then immediately after that, thousands and thousands and thousands took to the roads, and they clogged up the train stations. You know, the all public transportation were crammed. People use trains a lot more in Europe than they do here. So that was what clogged down first. And then, you know, everybody running out last minute. I'll tell you, I was really surprised, frankly, on my weekend trip out to Salt Lake, how busy the planes were and how busy the airports were. When I walked into that new horror show in Salt Lake City, that damned airport that they just built there, I was amazed at the number of people that were getting off planes, getting onto planes, that sort of thing. It was moderately busy in Dallas, not like it usually is. I went through Dallas to get there. I mean, as simple as a direct flight from Boston to Salt Lake City, but it was almost $1,000. And to go on American through Dallas, it was 371, 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
If your Christmas list includes family and friends that enjoy the finer things in life, but your gift budget is a bust, you'll love to hear that our buy one, get one offer on our Giza Dreams bed sheets is back. That's right. Buy a set, get a set free. MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, brings you the same level of quality, comfort, and value in our Giza Dreams sheet set. Giza Dreams bed sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. They're ultra soft and breathable. With a luxurious sateen weave and extra deep pockets, they'll please anyone on your list. Plus, our extended money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2021 and 10-year warranty. Listen to hear how to get this great BOGO offer on our Giza Dream Sheet.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not get them a gift to show your appreciation? Shop Lowe's for a DeWalt PowerDetect 2-Tool Combo Kit for $349. Mechanics Wear DuraHide Impact Gloves at only $29.98. Or how about a Metabo HPT The Tank Compressor for $199. Shop Lowe's in-store or at lowesforpros.com. And while you're at it, pick up a little something for yourself, too. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything. And shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now only at Banana Republic Factory.
One of the most searched things, ladies, is how to prevent colds and flus. Did you know that? On the, you look around on some of the websites, how to prevent the cold and flu, not the virus, it's just at this time of year. I mean, we talk about Navage and stuff, but this is just a general search that I thought was interesting. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jan, Victoria.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Can I join this group, Victoria, or not?
No, sure.
All is bright.
I'm sure the Lumineers would love to welcome you.
Someone wrangling dogs.
Excuse me? What did you just say?
I asked if somebody was wrangling dogs.
Why do you think that's funny?
Cat lovers like would like to, yeah, normally we'd say herding cats, but yeah.
Yeah.
So cat lovers.
Well, it just sounds like you're howling at the moon, like you're getting wild.
Really?
Yeah, let's hear it again. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Sleep in heavenly peace. Excuse me. Anyway, these are as was...
It's clearly their problem. They're in the wrong key.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Right.
Sleep in heavenly peace. The Lumineers with Doug Steffen releasing a cover of the Christmas classic Silent Night. They're trying to raise money for the National Independent Venue Association's Emergency Relief Fund, which seems kind of a neat thing to do. Sweet and simple cover, as you're hearing, arriving with a poignant musical video that details how independent venues have struggled through the last year and how many still need federal help to keep from closing for good. Let's see if that comes as part of the package that they're voting on. This clip opens with photos of empty venues around the country, closes with far more euphoric and hopeful footage of the Lumineers playing to packed crowds. Venues have gone silent all over the country and the world because of the pandemic, as said the Lumineers in their statement. Hope is on the horizon. We believe we'll be playing again next year, but independent venues need our help to survive that long. Don't let the venues remain silent. Save our stages. All streaming proceeds from the cover here of Silent Night, without Doug Steffen, will go to the Emergency Relief Fund for NEVA, which is raising money for grants to help struggling venues stay afloat. The COVID relief package is there. I think, they have another day or so of negotiating before they get this done. They pretty much come to agreement on most of the terms, though, I think. So let's hope that they get their money. And in the meantime, help them out if you can. The Lumineers here at 25 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, you, and Haim. Part of their ongoing Hanukkah celebration on social media, the band Haim for Hanukkah, has released a hilarious parody of the 1981 song Christmas Wrapping. Is that what this is? Let's listen to it for a second. I like this.
You remember the original Christmas Wrapping from the 80s?
Baby.
This was in a movie. Which movie was this in?
I don't remember. I hear it all the time on Sirius XM on First Wave.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is kind of a funny... I watched this video. They did a clever job with changing the lyrics to make it very modern.
All I want for Christmas is a vaccine. The cover arrives with kind of a low-budget iPhone music video featuring the sisters that are known as Chaim. They bemoan the current state of their quarantine. They're singing "My Menorah's Lost, I'm Breaking Out, Depressed from Having Zero Sex," Dad interjects. "Latke's a mess, the Cuisinart stopped working," etc., etc. Sounds like a typical Jewish Christmas, never mind Hanukkah. The Christmas Wrapping cover is the latest Chaim Hanukkah post following a bass tutorial from Esnehaim, a drum set giveaway, a demo of their song Los Angeles, and a celebratory birthday post for the youngest sister, Alana. Chaim released their latest album, Women in Music Part 3, this year. Estelle and Daniel Chaim were also featured on the song No Body, No Crime. That was on Taylor Swift's latest album, Evermore. The band also performed at the virtual Cat Song Festival in honor of Cat Stevens and the 50th anniversary of his albums Tea for the Chillerman and Mona Bone Jacon. So there you go. The Jews and the Muslims playing well together again. All right, there it is, Chaim. So say hi to Chaim at 28 after on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions we get asked on the Pet Show is, basically, why is my cat not using a litter box? And there are many, many, many reasons. For example, if you have a cat that normally uses a litter box, but all of a sudden he's not doing it at night, maybe you have other animals in the backyard, raccoons, possums, or skunks, and maybe your cat feels the need to claim territory. But the first thing you need to do before you do any research is to make sure if your cat's not using a litter box, you make a trip to the veterinarian to make sure there's no problem. Because if there's a physiological problem, if it hurts when the cat goes in the litter box, that can scare him out of it. Also, when you clean up areas where the cat is gone, don't use vinegar. It's great for salads, but not for cleaning up pet messes. Don't use any of the products with ammonia in it. Pick up a good odor neutralizer made specifically to clean up after pets. That's going to make a big difference, because getting rid of the scent from your point of view is important, but getting rid of the scent from your cat's point of view is even more important. So if the cat stops using the litter box, check with the vet first, clean up properly, and you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand, with gifts for every aching muscle on your list, with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky addressed the Senate Monday afternoon as his colleagues prepared to vote for the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, and said that they are no better than the socialist Democrats.
This bill is free money for everyone. Proponents don't care if you're fully employed or own your own house or own your own business. Free money for everyone, they cry. And yet, if free money were the answer, if money really grew on trees, Why not give more free money? Why not give it out all the time?
The House voted 359-53 in favor of the relief bill, as did the Senate, 91-6. The relief package will send a $600 direct stimulus payment to most Americans, along with a new round of subsidies for hard-hit businesses, restaurants, and theaters. In Monday Night Football, the Bengals beat the Steelers 27-17. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals faced an 11-game losing streak to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers have won 11 games this year. The Bengals, a lowly 2. Insert Week 15 upset of the week as the Cincinnati Bengals take away the win 27-17. The Steelers now on a 3-game losing streak. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger puts the burden on his shoulders.
I'm not consistent enough, which affects the offense because the ball's in my hand every play. I don't think anybody that plays this game at any position, whether it's week one or week 16, feels 100%. So, no, I would say that I don't feel 100%, but nobody does right now.
Sunday, the Steelers will host the Indianapolis Colts. The Bengals travel to Houston to play the Texans. Well, it looks like the Army college football team will get a bowl game after all this year. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
When the full schedule of bowl games was released over the weekend, Army's football team found themselves without an invitation to a postseason game, despite a 9-2 record and a Commander-in-Chief's trophy. Many believe the Black Knights were wrongly left out of a bowl game, while five SEC teams with losing records were going bowling. On Monday, one of those teams had to drop out because of a COVID outbreak. Tennessee was forced to pull out of the Liberty Bowl, and organizers then extended an invite to Army, who will now face the West Virginia Mountaineers in Memphis on New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Howdy doody, it's 34 at the hour, another half hour of conversation here. First full week of Christmas. Wait a minute, let's try this again. First full week of winter. Well, maybe it is the first full week of Christmas. Maybe it's celebrated for a couple of weeks. That's a good thing. More people on vacation this week and next than any other time of the year except for the 4th of July. So a lot of people are traveling, getting onto planes. I made sure when I was talking, as I was getting on the plane at 737, the American that I took from Boston to Dallas, so I said, is this a MAX? And the flight attendant said, nope. But it is, they've taken a bunch of older 737s and rehabbed them so they can put the smaller toilets in them like they have the MAXs and jam in six more seats on either side and make it much more uncomfortable for people. And they're, you know, they're jamming and cramming them. I thought it was interesting that the Senate has released a report, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. The Commerce Committee said Boeing coached pilots in the FAA to ensure that the 737 MAX was safe to fly. So we're back to questioning whether this thing should be certified or not. No, the flight attendants for America said, I wouldn't be worried about flying on an American 737 because our pilots know how to deal with it. And it was, in fact, the pilots of American who came up with the fix for it, at least the practical fix for it, that is how to actually fly the plane when it does what it does, that the other pilots on those two, you know, the two planes that went down, that's almost 2 years ago. You know that, ladies?
It's wild.
Almost 2 years ago, those two 737s went down, and they were being piloted by people who didn't know how to fly them. The leasing companies bought so many of these planes that they were making it easier for most of the airlines that only buy secondhand planes to buy new ones. And now the airlines say, okay, I think we'll go back to buying secondhand planes. At any rate, it's been a long time since the 737 MAX has been grounded. The investigation into it showed what the engines and the software and the stuff all didn't fit together. The American pilots went to their bosses, and their bosses went to Boeing to say, you know, this is what you really need to be doing. And as usual, Boeing didn't pay. Well, I shouldn't say as usual. The current leadership or the leadership at that time said nope. In fact, they retaliated against whistleblowers at Boeing, and the FAA, apparently because they're so cozy with Boeing, were retaliating against whistleblowers in the FAA and the Department of Transportation because they were misdocumenting or not even documenting some of the things the FAA says, oh, no, that's not true. There were a number of unsubstantiated allegations in the report. Bourgeois. So both the flight attendants on the plane that I was talking to said nobody wants to fly on the MAXes. They still don't. And they haven't put them back into service. They said they were going to, but they haven't yet. So, meanwhile, I don't know if you saw this or not, United over the weekend had this kind of a sobering thing about somebody dying who had COVID.
Oh, this was awful.
I know. And
the guy, he had symptoms.
Yes.
And it didn't tell the airline that he
so
was with his wife. Yeah.
What a selfish.
So they
never
were
mind.
Waiting.
Stupid.
I guess
selfish.
he was waiting to take a test when they landed.
Yeah.
And then he had a heart attack, and that was it. It just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And think about all the exposure. He exposed the whole plane. And the EMT who tried to revive him now has COVID. It's so selfish.
Yeah, it is. It's just absolutely selfish. How have we managed to create so many selfish people in America these days? How has that happened?
Because
amount of people
it's the me mentality. You do you, I'll do me. I mean, and unfortunately, I have to say, it happens more and more. This is the message of younger people, and
yes,
I'm not trying to,
absolutely.
Like, poo all
no,
over
you're
them,
right.
But it's like, instead of thinking of, like, group or the collective, it becomes very internal. Now, I know that they have a global awareness because, you know, they're connected, and globally they have this awareness, but when it comes to their needs being met, it's about my needs being met right now.
Yeah. Me,
I don't know,
we've
got a lot of older people that we're dealing with now who are doing the same exact mentality, and I don't understand how anyone
I think it
can
depends
be
selfish. On your, part of it depends on your education level, I've found, frankly, in the circle that I'm
and your politics.
In.
Politics is playing
right.
into it, too.
Yeah.
It's just, it's horrible.
So now there's this whole advisory panel talking about who gets the vaccine. We touched on this earlier, but we didn't really come down with who we didn't boil it down. Now it's people who are 75 or older. Do they get it? Or do grocery stores workers get it? Do restaurant workers get it first? And I don't know that there's been a resolve. Is there a resolve to this yet? Who's going to really? I mean, I thought that the guidelines are there. Governors in each state are doing, you know, whatever they can to sort of smooth this all down or smooth it out. But it's very frustrating. And then the lag period, one wonders why many states haven't gotten the number of vaccines that they were promised, whether there are mistakes being, you know, it's government, frankly. And that becomes almost an acceptable excuse. Oh, you know how the government is. You know, with me, that's not acceptable. We're paying the price, whether it's dollars and cents or in lives or whatever it is, for these people to find their butts in the snowstorm. And they apparently are not having a very good time doing it. or easy time doing it. What happened to Operation Warp Speed? Is the Fed, is that what the problem is? Are the local, the state governments? Where is the problem? All I see is all these complaints about, well, we haven't gotten the vaccine yet, and there's only this many who have showed up, and Ken called me on Friday to tell me about his experience getting the shot, Ken Kronhaus. It was pretty simple. It is pretty simple. There's nothing to really be worried about, unless you're worried about what's going into your body. That's a whole different story, I think.
The allergy thing is interesting. Over the week, when I was on vacation, my mom's allergic to penicillin, so I think one of the first things that started to come out about the allergic reactions with the Pfizer one is if you have an allergy to penicillin, you might not want to take the Pfizer vaccine. So
right.
I think there's still a lot that's unknown.
That's me. I'm a penicillin.
Are you allergic to penicillin too?
I sure am.
Yeah. So I don't know. Does that also apply to the Moderna one? I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
No.
All I know is that, the thing with the allergic reactions is really bothering me. And apparently now they're giving you, after they give you the vaccine, you're supposed to sit for an hour and they have like an EpiPen nearby just
yes.
in case to make sure.
Yeah.
And I think, that would make me feel a little bit better. I mean, my allergies just seem to get worse as I get older. And so, I have like... It sounds so weird. I have like a rash on my ears this past weekend that's supposed to be allergies. I think people are getting more and more stuff. I don't know. We're becoming more and more sensitive. So it makes me nervous now. I'm like, should I even go down that route? I've heard that people who've had it don't need it. They might just need a booster. A lot of unanswered questions, I think,
yeah.
or questions that multiple doctors have multiple answers to, which I think is a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a... certainly, we should not be contemplating giving youngsters the vaccine. There's a question about pregnant women as to whether or not they should get. What do you hear in your circle, ladies, about whether women?
I've heard both.
Women,
that's more of the problem. Is that really? There's just multiple answers about everything. Some people say no, hold off for pregnant women. Other people mm-hmm. say it's totally fine. It doesn't seem like there's one answer for everybody. And maybe that's true. Maybe there's not one answer for everybody and you've got to talk to your doctor about risk and reward, but I don't know. It's a little confusing.
Interesting. My cousin is pregnant right now, and so she's not due to give birth until May or maybe April. And so she's kind of thinking, she's wondering the same thing about getting the vaccine. And her doctor had said, and again, this is Jen's totally right. Every doctor is reading different things, and they have different sources of information. Her obstetrician or gynecologist or whatever she uses had told her that pregnant women are probably better off than other people because we've known from the beginning that this virus, for whatever reason, seems to attack men more than women. And the reason her doctor said was because women have two X chromosomes, men only have one.
Yeah,
and the
yeah.
X chromosome is where your immunity is built in. That's why women have double X's, and that's why women carry babies, because you need that immunity to make sure that the baby is healthy. And so pregnant women already have their natural immune system is like on steroids, basically. It's
yeah.
on natural steroids. So that pregnant women might be better off not getting the vaccine because they have a good immunity already.
Let me inject one piece of, and this is what I'm considering now. I at first said I wanted nothing to do with the Pfizer vaccine, but then I thought I'd take Moderna. Now I'm thinking, is it Eli Lilly? Who's the third one in a row? It's Lilly, I think.
AstraZeneca, is it?
AstraZeneca, maybe one of the two anyway. But the third one is about your immune system, mm-hmm. not about putting the mRNA into your system. 45 after the hour, more coming up on the men who were allegedly trying to kill, or not kill, maybe kidnap the governor of Michigan anyway. I don't think they want to kill her, but they did want to kill her.
They just wanted to take her and have some fun with her.
Let's have some fun, right, exactly. After
no
this.
Good excuse.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies.
Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Wait, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, let's get to this story, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug on the DJV program. A federal grand jury charging six with conspiring to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. The plot was by a bunch of anti-government extremists, and now what's their excuse? What do they say? That
I think their lawyer said that they were just all talk, and that's their whole defense, is that they weren't really going
to
do anything.
They could go to life in prison, though, for this.
You should. A kidnapping attempt, I don't care what your motivation, not a good one.
Right. Exactly.
Well, you know, just these paramilitary groups.
I've never talked about kidnapping anyone with my friends, except for maybe George Clooney, and that, of course, you know, we're just kidding about.
You talked to George Clooney about kidnapping somebody?
No, I said my friends and I talked. Right, right. But, like, yeah. It was a joke, Jackie.
I got that, Jennifer. Thank you. This is a group that met in Dublin, Ohio. I don't know how many of you know what Dublin, Ohio, it's the most upscale community suburb of Columbus. Very high net worth individuals live there. So that makes me wonder who was behind this. Sounds like some of these guys may have been dummies and gotten duped into it by somebody who paid them off to go try to stir the pot. Do you think that's possible? I think it's possible.
Anything is possible.
Under the circumstances. All right, here we are at 10 before the hour on today's DJV program. Happy winter, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in terms of technology news. And I'll get to that top five to number one right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, the technology coverage is going to be broader under the new 5G. That's the news this week. Devices will be cheaper. You might start seeing applications that tap into 5G's benefits. The rise of 5G and foldable phones has invigorated the mobile phone industry, setting for, as stage for a big year next year. The world and phone sales sort of screech to a halt, as we all know, so it'll be interesting to see. The problem with this is that it's so attached to China. They've been scooping up all the 5G phones. They've made most of them, and the problem is you can't trust them. Speaking of China, number four this week on our list of the top five items in technology, The Chinese appear to have used mobile phone networks in the Caribbean to surveil our mobile phone system, part of the espionage campaign against Americans, according to the security experts who have analyzed the signals data. The findings paint an alarming picture. Wow, who's surprised about this, of how the Chinese are exploiting their our vulnerabilities in the global telecommunications networks that they've set up. The attacks appear to be enabling China to target, track, and intercept phone communications of phone subscribers in our country. Let's see. There is, at the heart of all of these allegations, claims that China, using a state-controlled mobile phone operator in Cuba, is directing signaling messages to U.S. subscribers when they are traveling in the country or abroad. Wow. And nobody's waking up to how dangerous it is to be doing business with China yet. Where are we? Where is our head on this? Number three this week in the words, well, Victoria's not here, by the way. Victoria Keelan is on vacation this week. That's why I'm going through the list of the top five items at number three. In the first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark Google antitrust lawsuit, the state of California has filed to join, along with many other states, California's request to be added, makes it the first state run by a Democratic governor to ask to sign on to the case. People in California know that Google's market dominance has left most of us consumers, small businesses, with not much choice when it comes to Internet search engines. And so for that reason, they want to go after them, and I hope they get them. They're just too big and too powerful, and they've got such deals with the Chinese. Wow. Number two, Federal Trade Commission asking all major social media and video streaming platforms to provide information on how they deal with users' personal data. This is sort of in league with what we were just talking about with Google. This is a request sent to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit, and Discord. They want to know how the Internet giants collect, use, and track personal and demographic information, as well as how these policies affect minors. The companies have 45 days to respond. And the number one tech story of the week, the Russians are behind a broad hacking campaign. You see this with the Russians and the Chinese? The Russian government hackers have breached top cybersecurity firms, and the global espionage campaign continues. They compromised the Treasury Department this week and Commerce Departments and some of our other government agencies as well. The FBI is investigating the campaign by this hacking group working for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. They have private sector security firms working with them, hacking the State Department, the White House, and it's not clear what information was actually accessed. So there you go. Our friends, the Russians and the Chinese, at it again. That's Tech Talk for this week. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.